I want a list of everything that you buy from PSS and how many you buy. And then I'm going to, but that's not the first question I'm asking, you know, because that's pretty aggressive. But down the road somewhere, that's where I'm going. I want everything to be purchased from us. And I'm going to have a salesperson that's going to be going over there on a regular basis. And I'm working with that salesperson. I'm on the phone, and the inside people on the phone, they got a much better relationship with all the buying mechanisms. The salesperson, he could be going over there, and maybe he's taking the guy that owns the doctors, the Michigan Medical, out to lunch, or who knows what he's doing. But, you know, we're on the phone day in and day out with customers. We can develop a really, really strong relationship with those customers. And that's what we want to do, but we want to make sure we keep our outside salesperson informed of what's happening and work in concert with them. So we're going to get them on the phone and say, look, I was just talking to Sharon. She said she'd take a look at our new whoop-de-doo blood pressure monitor, and she wants some gloves, and I'd like you to bring some samples over. And show. So then, you know, now the sales guy, you know, starts bringing you presents and stuff like that because he's saying, wait, you're helping me sell, and that's a good thing.
Donuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell the outside guys, don't bring donuts, because donuts, I tell them to look for ethnic stores, ethnic bakeries. So if you ever see, like, characters on a window and you can't read them, you know, because they're in Arabic or whatever, Chinese or whatever, that's the kind of place a sales guy should stop. Go in there and see what they have and buy some stuff, taste it, and bring stuff that is so unique that when you bring it in there, the customer's going to say, who brought this in? I've never had anything like, oh, that's Kathy Koss from Arlington. She brought it in. You know, whereas if you bring donuts in, I've actually had this happen to me. I bring in, you know, a couple dozen things from Dunkin' Donuts, and I hear somebody, I'm over here working with Kathy, and the donuts are over there, and I hear somebody saying, who brought the donuts in? Donuts in, and somebody says, Garrett brought them in. You know, and you want to run over there and say, whoa, I brought them. And I've stapled my card on the donuts, too. You know, brought them in, stapled my card. And I feel a little hokey about stapling my card to donuts when I bring them in. I just, you know what I'm saying? I brought these donuts in. That's why my card's on here.
Because you're not stapling them to the donut
to itself. Right. Yes, yes. But if I bring in something really bizarre, you know, then people say, who brought this in? And I think that's a much better thing to do.
Yeah, because donuts are, everyone brings in donuts.
Everyone brings in donuts, right. And there, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Van Dyke. You guys probably are not. But there's this street called Van Dyke. And I'm going to guess around 10 mile. It's south of 696, but maybe 9 mile.
That area, that's where we are.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, there is a little... Actually, I think the name of the store, it's on the west side, so if you're heading down towards 8 Mile, it would be on your right. It's almost on a corner, and I think it's called Ethnic Bakery. I think that's the name of the store. And so I used to go in there all the time and buy they had these walnut rolls, and they were hot. They honest to God, they'd be taken right out of the oven. Mm. And, man, I'd wrap them up in aluminum foil, you know, have them wrap them up in aluminum foil so they stay hot and, you know, bring them down to the – I had a big account on 8 Mile. They're moving, but still involved with them. But, you know, when you bring something really bizarre down, people are going, man, I never had anything like this. This is great. You know, who brought this in? And you get a little extra press that way. Okay, let us let us continue on. Page 73, just want you to know what this is. This is, quote, info needed. This is the QIN form. This is my own creation here because the client that I was working with on this, they wanted to quote people stuff. So, but they had employees that didn't know what information to get. So, let's say... Garrett is on the phone talking to a customer about a cardiac science power heart AED, which I think that's an automatic, it's a defibrillator. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. So as our, oh, it is here. Yeah, powered automated external defibrillator. So any of you that don't know what a defibrillator is, if your heart, if you have a cardiac arrest where your heart stops, this is like that big shock thing where you put on somebody and it starts the heart again. So if I'm talking to a customer and a customer says, Susan, can you tell me if you have any defibrillator, you know, portable defibrillator units? So I would say, yes, we do. And then would you like me to provide a quote for you? Okay. So then I would have to get out this QIN form, which was created so that we'd ask the right questions. So we put on this QIN form information about it. So the manufacturer's information, that's what this big run thing here is. So we're talking about a defibrillator, so immediately pull the sheet up. And you could have these all in your database to be brought up. And then you could, you know, you get familiar with it. If it's written there, you know, you could read it, and eventually you're going to start to remember some of the stuff about the defibrillator. And then here's the quote info needed.